Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Susan Massino with us, of course, as we talk about her updated book called The Secrets of the Universe. Universal laws, Susan, what do they mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of different versions of the universal laws. I was introduced to them years ago when I read a book called Hawaiian Magic, which is no longer in print. And it was written by Dr. Clark Wilkerson. He lived in Hawaii, and he wrote about the 33 cosmic laws, is what he called them. And what I included in my book is a selection of ones that can really relate to just about everything. I can't remember exactly how many I put in here. I think 11 of them, but it's interesting because there's some are lists of 11, some have 22. They're all very fascinating, and they're not man-made. They're laws of the universe, and that's what makes them so special.
Looking at these universal laws, at what point then did you start researching them? As you got into this?
I think, you know, I read as much as I could on everything, you know, starting from way back in school when there was hardly anything out there. But it is amazing because, and I think, too, you know, when the book The Secret came out and they did a movie that really brought a lot of awareness up to the fact that, you know, the law of attraction is a great law, but it's not the only one.
There are many. And when we talk about universal laws, it's not just the scientific laws of physics, is it?
No. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, it's definitely included, but I it's hard to say, like, where did they come from, who came up with it, because...
God did.
Well, yeah, exactly. The creator, which to me has an amazing sense of humor. the universe always does things to make me laugh, I'll tell you that right now. But the laws are amazing when you learn about them more, because, like, the law of karma, which is also the law of cause and effect, what you put out comes back to you. And a lot of people don't realize that everything you talk about and everything you put out there is connected to you, and it will only come back to you.
Let's talk about the creator for a moment, and is as much as you have said that it has a personality. What do you think the creator is at this point in your career? What have you deduced from that?
Wow, that's okay. I think the creator is the power of love. That, and it's hard to say. I don't look at it as a person. I look at it as a force, because, of course, positive energy creates, negative energy destroys. And the only way that we can be in a physical universe is to have both positive and negative, you know, everything is made up of positive and negative. I kind of look at it as a computer that doesn't judge, if you will. Let's say you pray and you put your thoughts out there. And what happens is those thoughts, the universe, I think that's why I say it's very non-judgmental, because there's nobody up there going, you know, my God, you know, she keeps complaining about this, so don't send her that anymore. And unfortunately, you get what you complain about, because the universe will send back exactly what you put out.
Well, it sure will. And isn't that called karma?
Yes. Well, yeah, some would call it karma. And some karma, you know, I don't believe that you incur karma per se, unless, you know, it's all in the intention. You know, somebody explained it one time, like, how do you incur karma? And they said, well, let's say you're running for a bus and you shove an old lady out of the way to get on the bus. Well, you just incurred a little bit of karma. Let's say you're running for the bus and you bump into her and knock her down and you didn't mean to.
Knocked her into the bus.
No, hopefully not. But if you didn't mean to, then you don't incur the karma, because it wasn't your intent to knock her down.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I think it has a lot to do with your intentions. Why did you do it, or what was your purpose behind it?
Why aren't we taught these laws? Why do we stumble into them, or we learn them eventually, you know, reading books like things that you've talked about?
Well, you know, and I don't want to go up against organized religion.
But, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, really. But as a child, I was baptized, confirmed Lutheran, spent a lot of time at Catholic Church with my girlfriend, so I've got kind of both worlds. And when I was a child, it pretty much taught me that, you know, God judged, and if you did something bad, you know, things were not going to be good for you, and it instilled a lot of fear in me. And I think that, you know, going all the way back to the biblical times, how do you control a lot of people is with fear.
Right.
Which correlates.
Well, isn't that how they developed hell?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that definitely it exists. Heaven exists. Hell exists. But a lot of people believe it's right here. I mean, there's a lot of places on the planet Earth that have got to be really close to hell if it's not the real thing.
Tell us the story about your son and the 2 years of memories of being on the Titanic.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's an amazing story.
Well, my son, Jamie, he was 4 years old at the time. And we went out one night when the Titanic was on HBO. It was 1996, and we left him with a babysitter. And we came back that night and found out that he had gotten up at the end of the movie, and she let him watch the end of the Titanic with her. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, okay, that's probably not what I would have sat a four-year-old down to see, but okay, thanks. So the next day, my son has, all he wants to talk about is the Titanic. And not about the movie per se, not about the people in the movie, or, you know, how the movie ended. It was all about the mistakes that were made in building the ship.
4 years old.
Yeah. mean, seriously, he was, what he first did, because he loved to draw, you know, he had an art desk and he had all the crayons and everything that you'd ever want, because he always drew. For 2 weeks after he first saw the movie, for 2 weeks, he drew, painted, or, watercolor, every medium. He drew the Titanic probably up to 50 times in the first 2 weeks.
Now, did you find that surprising? Obviously, you did.
Well, it didn't take me long to figure out that he had to have had some connection to the ship. It was too
baffling.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he knew things that, you know, I didn't even get what he was talking about when he first started talking about things. He was talking about the boiler room, you know, how the men died first because the doors came down and trapped them. And he used to wail about that. He used to cry, throw himself in my lap and say, "Mama, Mama, it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. It was a mistake."
Now, did you think for a moment at all, though, Susan, that there could be something wrong with him?
No, I believe in past lives. And he had already had a past life memory before this about working on the railroad when he was about three. He was very specific about working on the original railroad cars that were built in Wyoming. And he couldn't even pronounce Wisconsin at the time. So I found out that the original train cars were built in Wyoming. So when he started the Titanic thing, which was about a year later, I knew immediately, and of course my husband and my sister, you know, or my daughter at the time, nobody believed me. Everybody was like, "That's ridiculous." But I'm thinking, you know, and when he was drawing too, he was drawing from memory. He wasn't drawing from pictures.
That's even more compelling, isn't it?
Oh, it's insane. He drew one pencil drawing that still haunts me to this day because what he did is he worked on it for a couple days, but he brought it home from school, and it looks like if you took the Titanic and cut it sideways, you could kind of see inside of it.
Right.
And he had every floor, every room, every coat hook, every door, every ladder. I mean, to this day, I cannot believe that kid drew that.
Sounds like he was the architect of the ship.
He definitely had something to do with that. I think that because he was overcome with the fact that it was all stupid mistakes that caused the ship to sink.
Does he still talk about this?
Not really, because he is actually... He's gone a little bit into politics, even though he's majoring in animation at SCAD here in Savannah.
Okay.
And he told me that in future interviews he's going to deny everything. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's grown up. Well, which is interesting, because don't most parents, when their children have these experiences, kind of sweep it under the carpet?
Oh, yes. I mean, way too many people don't listen. You know, they think that they got it from a cartoon or a story they read. And I really encourage people, you know, especially parents, because it does start to manifest around the age of 2 to 4, that they start bringing back memories. And there's so many compelling stories out there of these kids were there. There's no, I mean, aside from my son, you know, that one little boy that remembered that he died in Iwo Jima during World War II.
That was Leninger, I think.
Yeah.
Leninger,
yes.
Something like that.
Yep. Yeah. Little James. His name was James.
Yep. And, James Leninger. Yep.
He remembered the
he was on a Concorde plane.
Yes, yes. And he remembered the aircraft carrier he traveled on.
The tires used to blow out, he said, when they landed.
Mm-hmm.
And they
yep.
apparently that was a trade secret. Nobody knew that. And he mentioned it, and they checked it out, and he was right.
Oh, my God. I know. When I saw his story, it was funny because his story was the pilot story for the TV show Ghost Inside My Child.
Yes.
And it aired about a year before they actually started casting for that show.
Wasn't your son's story in it, too?
In the first season, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I saw the pilot, I made my son watch it, and I said, "These guys have to have your Titanic story." And then I forgot about it again for about a year. And then I, once again, synchronicity, I'm on the computer one day and Huffington Post comes up, producers of Ghost Inside My Child looking for stories.
That's fantastic.
Called them up and there we go.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.